Zeitgeber. 1 hour in sunshine every morning is the best Zeitgeber. Residential group settings for people living with Alzheimer's often include access to a garden designed for safety, wayfinding, and place awareness. John Seisel, I'm still here. The courtyard's small, but pleasant in its way. Young birches, laurel, and a bed of roses. A winding path picked out in red and grey, the painted wrought iron chairs where one supposes two residents could sit and play at chess, upon the table, basking in the sun while sipping tea. But here, I must confess, such fantasy breaks down as soon begun, for Iris fidgets there among the blooms. She says, "Is this a maze? I think I'm lost." The single door leads back into the rooms, which keep her warm and safe, despite the cost. Still sitting in the rich September light, I think she knows how far she is from night. I think she knows how far she is from night. Her body clock is faulty, but the sun can tweak her ancient mechanism just right, and for a while at least, the thing will run. She can't explain what day it is, what year. Such things are social constructs that we learn. But she can tell you autumn's drawing near, and that she likes to see the maples turn. All that remains was tattooed on her brain by repetition, or the changing seasons. The poems of her school days and the rain are hers by heart, with no regard for reasons. While her clock ticks, we'll oil, rewind, adjust. We come from dust, and we return to dust. We come from dust, and we return to dust. Whether it happens piecemeal or at once. This painted table has small specks of rust that barely spoil its Grecian elegance, a testament to all the storms it's known and to the many more that it can bear. Still, the day comes that no one can postpone. Rust will have stained it almost everywhere. Who knows? Perhaps instead of grinding rains, a lightning strike will split its center first. Meanwhile, its latticed surface entertains Iris, who's been favoured with, or cursed, this place to savour her last hours of day, a courtyard, small but pleasant in its way.